This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Gang's all here, including Fritzy. Operator Tyler standing by for your phone calls. It's the day before Meat Friday. And of course, last Friday didn't go well. I reached out to Tyler, who plans the menu, and I said, Tyler, do you want to tell me what we're having? And he said, I'd rather not. I have an idea in mind. And I said, okay. And he said, are there any repercussions if you're not you're not pleased by the menu? And I said, no.
So you lied to him.
I did. No. I can find anybody to answer phone calls around here. But I said, no, don't worry about it. You just go out there and cook your little heart out. Yeah, Paul.
Should he... Will he overcompensate meat-wise for last week?
I'm not involved in it. I wasn't involved in stir-fried chicken, and I won't be involved in this either. But it is the final Meat Friday before we go to Las Vegas.
No pressure.
No pressure at all.
Oh, boy.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. We'll get to phone calls coming up. The Seahawks have their head coach, the former Ravens defensive coordinator, Mike McDonald. And we realize that we have Sean McVay and Mike McCarthy and Josh McDaniels and Mike McDaniel. Anybody else that I'm leaving out there? Feels like we have a heavy emphasis on the Mc, but... Mike McDonald, not to be confused with Mike McDaniel, or McDaniels, or is it McDaniel? Yes, yes, Marvin.
Did you forget Sean McDermott?
Sean McDermott.
Oh, boy. It's like a Colin Farrell movie in here.
It's a trend here. There's some kind of trend. All right, poll question for the final hour is going to be what? By the way, the Commanders, that job is still open, and the collective speculation is, maybe it's Dan Quinn who will get that job since he didn't get the Seattle job. And if you're Washington, you take away the Cowboys defensive coordinator, and now you keep him in the division with the Commanders. Is Eric Bieniemy? I mean, he's there. I don't even know if he's gotten interviewed yet. That was part of the reason why he was leaving the Chiefs is, I need to get a head coaching job. I need to prove that I can be a head coach. I need to be calling the plays. But I don't even know if he's gotten interviewed there. All right, Seton, final hour. What do you have?
Let's see. Right now we've got up there, I'd rather go to Super Bowl week with no game or just the game. 61% would rather go to the game.
Yeah.
More impactful for the 49ers, drafting Brock Purdy or trading for Christian McCaffrey. 83% of the audience have Christian McCaffrey on that one.
Okay.
And then if your boss, I think that's because they think that anybody could play quarterback. On that team.
Yes, there's a large portion of the population that thinks that.
Yeah. And if your boss says the company will only go as far as you take them, is that a compliment? Right now it is 45% absolutely not. So yeah. 55% saying it is.
All right. So what Jerry Jones said about Dak Prescott's a compliment, that we'll only go as far as he'll take us. and we saw how far he took us this past year. Like, that's not concern, or at least a level of concern. That's as far as he can take us, because that's how far he took us this past
season. Within this designated window.
Yeah. And you're going to have to extend him. You got to extend CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons. Those are all things here in the next year for the Cowboys. So, and then I wonder, Mike McCarthy get extended? Or does he have to prove himself yet again this upcoming season? Caitlin Clark scored 35 points. Iowa beat Northwestern. So that's five straight games of 30 or more. She is now in second place on the women's all-time scoring list, just over 3,400 career points. She trails Kelsey Plum, who had 3,500 points. So she should be able to do this by February 15th against Michigan. And what's amazing is the draw that she is on the road. They showed video of students or fans waiting to get in to see Caitlin Clark play Northwestern at Northwestern. She's selling out buildings where the men's teams don't sell out. She is a draw. Probably, you know, when she comes out after this season to the WNBA, she is Indiana has the number one pick, so they would be taking Caitlin Clark. And you've already got some players, some Hall of Famers who are coming out and saying, well, she won't be able to dominate in the WNBA. Maybe, maybe not. But she's going to get coverage. It won't be the same coverage as she's received in college basketball. But she's going to take the NIL deals with her. It's not like when she goes to the pros, like, boy, she's leaving all that money behind. No, no, those Gatorade, State Farm, they're going to follow her. Why wouldn't you? Now, she's not going to be front and center as she has been, because she is the face of college basketball, men and women. It's Caitlin Clark. But I don't think people aren't talking about her going after Pete Maravich's record. And that's, I mean, to be the all-time leading scorer. And I think Pete was 3,667 points in his career. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, and Pete Maravich, by the way, did it in three college seasons.
Yes.
Which, I mean, he's so far off the board, it's kind of silly. I think second place was that kid from University Detroit Mercy a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I think Caitlin Clark would be, if you included men, she'd be the sixth highest scorer of all time if you included the men.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got to check what her numbers.
Oh, okay. All right.
Maybe a little more high than
that. Well, can she surpass Pete Maravich on the all-time scoring list? Because she needs, little over 200 points here. Does she have enough games to be able to? And I don't know how many games Pete played in to get to 3,667 points. You know, the season wasn't as long when he was playing at LSU. They play a lot of games now. But I don't know how many games Pete played in a regular season. You know, was it like, 25? Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, so she's about 200. I got to double check this. I think she's only less than 300 points behind Maravich.
Yeah, she is.
244. Yeah, 244 behind Maravich.
Okay. Does she have enough games to be able to be the all-time leading scorer?
Does the NCAA tournament count or the Big Ten tournament count in her points?
I'm going to guess it probably does.
Okay, so you would have...
Because I think the kid, wasn't it Mike Anderson's son? It was at Detroit Mercy, and if they had made the tournament,
correct,
he would have surpassed Maravich in 4 years as the all-time leading scorer.
So Clark has eight more regular season games.
Let's say 8 times 25.
8 times 3. She's averaging 30.
Well, I'm going to...
Okay.
I got to be fair to her. She's going to run into somebody who is... She's not going to be able to score 30.
So 200, at least 200 more points in the regular season. You got three games in the Big Ten tournament, probably.
Okay.
That's another 100 points, possibly.
Yeah.
And then the NCAA tournament, if you assume three games at the minimum.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah, she's going to be the all-time leading scorer.
She will be fifth in assists in women's college basketball history.
Yeah. Yeah, she's sort of been the Wayne Gretzky of college basketball from the standpoint of great scorer, but also one of the top assist. You know, if you just took Gretzky's assist total, he'd still, I think, lead the NHL in career scoring. I believe that's right. But, yeah, Caitlin Clark last night, kind of went through the motions there, beating up on a bad Northwestern team. 35 points in that game. All right. Let's see. John in Vegas joining us. Hi, John. What's on your mind this morning?
Daniel Patrick Jr. the third, Bennett Walker the fourth quarter. Question mark? T-shirt? How are you?
Great, John.
So glad. I'm so looking forward to the next few days when we could welcome you to our audacious spectacle and celebration that is woven into our community here. You never know who you're going to meet here in the service industry. And, you know, a while back I met a guy who was here for the National Association of Broadcasters, and he had worked on post-production on Sports Jeopardy. So I asked him, is Dan Patrick as nice of a guy as he seems to be? And he says, he's just a great guy. And you guys are all great. Danettes, Paulie, you're a good-ass dude. Fritzy, all of your neuroses are adorable. Slight bone to pick with you, Marvin. You do a great job with the music, but, you know, music is subjective. And we can love and hate whatever we want, but you can't say that I just called to say I love you is trash. I might have to go Eddie Murphy on you. Stevie Wonder's a musical genius.
All right. Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Got his money's worth there.
Yeah. It's John in Vegas. Wonder if we're going to run into John in Vegas. We can only hope, right, Todd?
We can only hope.
Only hope.
Who wouldn't want that?
Chase in Utah. Hi, Chase. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Danny boy. Hey, Danettes. Thanks for taking my call. Danny, on Monday, I believe it was, you said that you wouldn't bet against Patty Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if you'll put your pie where my face is, and I'll take Brock Purdy and the boys for the Super Bowl. What do you say?
Well, I got the underdog here. I got, you know, Vegas is not favoring me. So it's a big risk by me to take that. What is it? 1.5 points. By the way, the gambling podcast later today at danpatrick.com. Bad Larry, Shea and Irving, and Dylan the graphics guy. Yeah, I would take the Kansas City Chiefs against the Niners. I'm not betting. Like, you can't say, well, I'd never bet against Patrick Mahomes and then bet against Patrick Mahomes. It was the same thing with Tom Brady. I wouldn't bet against Tom Brady. Wouldn't bet against Patrick Mahomes. So I'll take you up on that bet. Pie to the face. I'll take the Chiefs. And I get 1.5 points. Is that right? No, it'll be outright. We'll just do money line there. Let's see. Zach in Iowa. Hi, Zach. What's on your mind today? By the way, Nick Wright, Chiefs apologist, I believe, will join us on the program tomorrow. Hey, Zach.
First time, long time, 6 foot, a softening 190.
Soft.
And I just wanted to think of the game manager tag that you copyrighted, and I think Fritzy's clearly the gunslinger with things like rhyme time and kind of the off-the-wall stuff he says, but also his 80s picture with him at that camp. He's clear, but who would be the game manager?
Who is the game manager? Well, I guess I would be. I'm the game manager of the show. Got a lot of weapons here, and I just decide how I'm going to use them. I mean, look at these weapons on the other side of the glass. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie.
It's Patriot-esque.
This is unbelievable. A treasure trove of weapons on the other side.
With a drab five.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Well, there's only four of you.
With you.
Solid line, though.
Oh, so I'm part of the drab five.
Five of us.
Oh, okay. All right. By the way, what was the game that you had last week that he just referred
to? Oh,
he
Rhyme
just,
Time.
Yeah, Rhyme Time.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah.
It started slow, and then you guys got into it, then I went one too many. And
are we going to do Rhyme Time tomorrow?
I would love
am I,
to do
Am
that.
I going back to something that was really good, and I run the risk of ruining
you
it?
You got to take chances in life.
Well, that's why you're the gunslinger here, you know?
I think we do another round of that.
Okay.
And have some fun.
Let's vote. I just vote. It was a pretty good segment, though.
Yes, it was.
It's fantastic.
Okay. Who would like to have Rhyme Time to... Whoa. Okay. Whoa. All right. Everybody. Okay. Yes, Todd?
Can I just say I took some personal satisfaction and joy seeing how excited you guys got. Like, for a moment, you lit up when you see your brains working, and all of a sudden, Swift, Rift, and you got Dasani, Otani, and everybody got excited for that moment that they figured out the little puzzle, and that made me feel good. And Friday should be a feel-good Friday.
Now I don't want to play.
Why do
Did I ruin it by describing how it made me feel happy?
It doesn't. No, we already said.
I'm talking about specifically just as I see you, all of a sudden the light bulb goes off. That's exciting to me.
No, it was going to be about us enjoying it. Then you made it about you enjoying it because we enjoyed it.
And what's wrong with that?
How about it? Just let us enjoy it?
Okay.
We just said, we just voted to bring it back.
I'm glad we voted.
Let's vote again.
Now it's going to be nobody wants it. I just blew it again.
I hate when Todd is so selfish making it about himself because I want it to be about me.
Rhyme time tomorrow. Rhyme time tomorrow. Just give the audience a, for instance, of what to expect tomorrow with rhyme time.
You're not going to give me a chance to work on something.
Okay, let me get to a phone call here. Let me get to Laura in Boston. Hi, Laura.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Great, Laura. What's on your mind today?
Two things. In regards to the head coaching job for the Commanders, why hasn't Vrabel been mentioned for that or for anything? Is there like some... Like, does somebody have photos or something? What's the deal? I thought he was such a great coach, and nobody, like, really is interested in him.
I'm surprised, too, Laura. Now, remember when he got fired, every one of these analysts, oh, there's going to be a line waiting to hire Mike Vrabel. I go, okay. It seems like because there's all these openings, but then he has to fit in. And I thought Seattle would have worked. If you're going to hire a defensive guy, okay, they hired a young defensive coordinator. Mike Vrabel at least has a track record. Mike McDonald does not. Mike Vrabel has that as a head coach. But, you know, that's where you're going into ownership, what they want. We saw ownership in Atlanta want something different than the front office wanted in Bill Belichick. And I think you always have to factor that in of all of these openings, but that doesn't mean, you know, you're a candidate for all those openings. Belichick, it was one team. Vrabel, he's interviewed. But the Commanders could hire him. You're going to hire Dan Quinn? Dan Quinn over Mike Vrabel? Okay. And if you say, well, we can weaken the Cowboys by taking their defensive coordinator. Okay. You probably wouldn't get a lot of argument after the way that defense played in the playoff game against the Packers. But maybe Dan Quinn gets another head coaching job. He was supposed to be up for the Seattle job. So all of these openings, and you would think, Belichick, Pete Carroll. I don't even know if Pete interviewed, right? I don't know if did Pete get an interview there? All right, so do you have it, Todd?
I've got McCombs Niner. McCombs Niner.
All right. Adam Schefter is saying from Dallas to D.C., the Commanders are hiring Dan Quinn as their next head coach, this according to Adam Schefter. And Quinn and the Commanders GM, Adam Peters, they're now in charge, leading Washington into the future. Okay. Yes, Todd, what were you saying?
McCombs Niner.
All right.
What would be the two rhyme words to go with that?
Paul?
Red and Fred. Red McCombs, Fred Warner.
How about the country singer? I'm giving you a big hint here. McCombs Niner.
Luke and Puke?
The judges were looking for Luke and Ayuk. Luke Ayuk, McCombs Niner.
All right, it'll get better.
It will get it'll better. Start that slow the first time.
Yeah. That's tomorrow.
Is it Combs?
Luke Combs.
I thought it's Luke McCombs.
No.
His name is Luke Combs?
Or is it McCombs?
No, there's Red McCombs, the former owner.
And it's not a Luke McCombs.
But that's why Paulie said Red McCombs.
Yeah, if there was a country singer named Luke McCombs, it would have been great.
Yeah.
So the country singer's name is Luke Combs.
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was McCombs, so I already screwed that up.
Well, he's going with the head coaching hirings today. Yeah, there's a lot of mix. McCombs.
McCombs, McDermott, McDaniel.
What's McBale on this?
Yeah.
But Red and Fred would be even better then based on that.
You know what?
You got Fred Warner and you got Red McCombs. So he was actually right.
You know where we're going to lunch today? McDonald's.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're loving it.
Let's take a break. Back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of general tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You can see their general tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Gonna have to get my Elvis outfit. Later in life, Elvis outfit, when we go to Las Vegas. One of our listeners, Bob in Montana, I think he's got three Elvis outfits that he's bringing in. One for me, and one for him, and then maybe one for Fritzy. And then maybe I go to the Elvis Chapel and get married again, as I did many years ago.
How romantic.
Thank you, Todd. Maybe I go in dressed as Elvis at the Elvis Chapel and get remarried to my wife, that we do that. If we have some downtime, maybe I'll do that. I was wondering about this with the Orioles just sold, what Mark Cuban did with the Mavs. You had the Broncos. They were sold. The Commanders were sold. And I'm wondering, what do these business owners know that maybe we don't know? Chris Smith, Sports Business Journal staff writer, and he's covering this. He covers sports finance as well as reporting on team sales, other investments throughout the industry, and kind enough to join us on short notice. Chris, is it just a coincidence that these teams are being sold now?
In part, yes. I mean, I think we're seeing a bunch of different reasons why these teams are hitting the market. You mentioned the Broncos. There was the Senators up in Ottawa. Those are cases where an owner has died and the heirs are selling the team. In other cases, there's a forced sale, right? You know, Robert Sarver in Phoenix, Dan Snyder in Washington. Those are situations where maybe the owner wouldn't want to sell, but there's pressure to that kind of force those transactions. And then, you know, you have some situations where there's an aging owner and maybe you have heirs or children that either can't afford or don't want to continue to own the team. And so they are making transactions before their debts. And that maybe explains some of the other ones we've seen. For instance, you know, you raised Baltimore's the most recent one. So I think a handful of reasons informing some of these transactions.
Are the numbers, the teams, their value bloated? Is it like the housing market?
It depends who you ask. I would say at this point still, the overwhelming sentiment is no. The sense is that these assets, there are a number of reasons that explain why they are so valuable. You know, namely that they're recession resilient. So we've seen every time there's been an economic downturn, we saw it during COVID, valuations have not fallen in the way that other assets have. We've also seen that it's not correlated to public markets, which is hard to find. And thirdly, and maybe most importantly, is the scarcity. There are very few of these teams and they're not really making more of them, except for, you know, the occasional expansion round. And so you have some of these, really, you know, economic justifications that would explain why these teams are worth billions and billions of dollars.
But also, do you have franchises that are losing value?
We haven't really seen that yet. You know, I think one example, there was a sense that maybe the Cleveland Cavaliers, if you remember when LeBron James left that team, that that could be an example of a team losing some value just because it went from being, you know, one of the most relevant teams in the NBA to not being such. But we haven't really seen a decline yet. And I think the question now is, as we're seeing some of the regional sports networks go under and face bankruptcy, and seeing, you know, maybe some challenges to the fundamental model for how these teams operate on the business side, you know, the question is, are we going to see valuations begin to plateau? But we haven't really seen that just yet.
But also, if you're looking at what is the best investment for your money with the biggest upside, so what sport would you say would be the place to put your money?
I think there's sort of two ends of the spectrum on that. One is the NFL, right? The NFL is the very top end, obviously the most valuable, the most expensive teams. They generate a tremendous amount of cash. You have these national media deals that are unrivaled across the pro sports landscape. That is a space where I think there's really no concerns there's going to be a downturn. On the other end of the spectrum, I would say something like women's sports, right? We saw the NWSL. They have record transaction values, it feels like, every few months. Michelle Kang acquires the Washington Spirit for $35 million. Expansion teams at a record $53 million. We're not seeing the team in Portland sell for $63 million. And it feels like there's really a lot of momentum in the women's sports space. And I think a lot of people, especially younger fans, are now moving into women's sports. So there's a lot of upside there. So I would say if that's one area, and you're seeing a lot of sophisticated, a lot of smart investors looking to women's sports for that, to, you know, capitalize on that potential upside.
What was the impact on Lionel Messi with MLS as far as helping other teams and their values?
I think, well, so Miami obviously has had a tremendous explosion financially. The other teams, it is hard to quantify just yet, but it's, you know, I think in MLS, the rising tide lifts all boats, always. And with the World Cup coming in a few years here to the United States and broadly into North America, I think there are a lot of people who are very bullish on that space. So if especially if you have more of these big name European players who are going to follow in Messi's footsteps, right, and have this talent that people care about in a big way, that's going to help in a big, big way. And you just see, you know, the kind of the media rights deals and sponsorships. I follow those.
If you could buy any team in the United States, what team would you want?
For personal and financial reasons, I might go New York Yankees, just being a fan. And, you know, I think when you look at teams that you would want to own, you're looking for major markets, you're looking for global brands, you know, these teams that are able to generate tremendous amounts of revenue, not just off of what they're doing game day, selling tickets, selling beer, selling hot dogs, but also have the brand globally that they can capitalize on. So that might be top of my list.
What about the Dodgers, the impact that Shohei Ohtani, how do you recoup that money with Shohei?
I think there's a few ways. I mean, one is that there's going to be a whole lot more revenue coming off of Shohei signing, right? When you think about new fans who are going to come to the team, they're going to be able to sell much, much more merchandise. They're going to be able to raise ticket prices, raise prices in the stadium.
Could he be a bargain?
Yes, because of the way that contract was structured and with that deferred money.
Yeah.
You know, and you think about something like inflation, a long-term deal like that, a dollar is going to be, you know, a whole lot less expensive to spend in 10 years than it is now. And so, it's obviously to be determined whether he can continue playing at this pace, at this rate, and kind of for how long. But if he stays anywhere close to what he's been doing the last few years, that deal could look pretty good in another decade or so.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Doing a great job.
Yeah,
thanks. Thanks for joining us. That's Chris Smith, Sports Business Journal staff writer, covering these teams being sold. And just felt like maybe some of these owners were looking at this going, maybe I get out. Maybe they're becoming a little bloated here and maybe I get out. But according to Chris, just a coincidence that you have these teams that are being sold now. Let's see. The Fats in Wisconsin joining us on the program. Hey, Fats.
Hey, 5'8 and a jolly 295.
Jolly.
I don't understand this use of the game manager term. What dictionary are you using when you define game managers? I mean, game managers are not championship quarterbacks. Game managers do not deviate from the script. Game managers don't audibleize. Game managers hand off like you've never seen a handoff before. I'm just really concerned about it, Dan. And, you know, I was listening to your show last week. Stir fry and egg rolls on Meat Friday?
Oh, I know. Fats. I know. Absolutely.
Now Fats is upset.
Yeah, that was my reaction. I think he's more upset about the stir fry and the egg rolls than me calling somebody a game manager. Game manager Troy Aikman was one. We just had Jason Garrett tell us that he was. Tom Brady, game manager. That's it. That doesn't seem like it's a negative. At least in my world, it's in my dictionary, it's meant as a compliment. Donnie in South Carolina. Hi, Donnie. It's weird how this... I called Alex Smith a game manager years ago. Nobody got upset about that. Now, all of a sudden, it's like... And Alex even says, look, he's sort of the president of the game manager club here. Yeah, Paul.
But if you think about it, Alex Smith is the example of why teams look at quarterbacks that way. They had a good quarterback. I think they were 10-6, and he went to the Pro Bowl as an alternate. But I think he went to the Pro Bowl, and they said, you know what? We're going to try to upgrade with Mahomes.
No, they went 12-4.
12-4? Okay, even better.
12-4, and they decided to upgrade there. So once again, Adam Schefter reporting that Dan Quinn is going to be the new head coach of the Commanders. And will he be a hat backwards head coach? He's a hat backwards defensive coordinator. Let me see. A couple more phone calls in here. 877-3DP show. Yes, Marvin?
You called on Donnie.
Donnie in South Carolina. Hi, Donnie. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Just a couple quick things. As far as and Marvin, you're a good dude right there. Favorite Elvis song there. And question or not question. Point is, good dude versus game manager. Are regular guys that are good dudes game managers? And then a couple things for Fritzy real quick. He missed the exit on comments earlier. And should have jumped right into the Run DMC lyric. It's McDaniel's, not McDonald's.
The rhymes are Daryl's, but the burgers are Ronald's.
There you go. See, you missed that. You missed that exit earlier when Dan was talking.
That's a good call.
And finally, I've got a job situation for Fritzy that would be perfect. My wife and I did a weekend cruise, and they had a couple of comedians on the cruise doing like 3 30-minute sets each day. Some family friendly, some blue. And, I mean. Fritzy with buffets, pizza, Chinese, and a captive audience. That's his perfect career for post your retirement, Dan.
Okay. All right.
It's a lovely idea. That's heaven.
I was worried what you're going to do in 4 years unless you come crawling back to ESPN.
Just need 29 minutes and 12 seconds of good material to go with my other 48 seconds and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you would love to be on the cruise. It was just, I don't know if everybody on the cruise would love you on the cruise.
Yeah, the joke-telling part. Yeah. I can eat the food.
Hey, joke boy, come on. Mike in Wisconsin. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind? Or Mike in Washington. Hi, Mike.
Hey, bud.
Hey.
Hey, apparently did not know my niece as well as I thought. 6'2", and doing damage at 198.
All right.
And so it's just with the McDonald's hire. So we've had Pete Carroll for a long time. Like, I get it. But nobody really talks about, like, a Harbaugh tree. Like, he came from a special teams coach. I'm kind of excited the way he did. he had a great defense. Yeah, he ran his zone, which kind of beat him up, but he only held Kansas City to 17 points.
Yeah.
I mean, the expectations, I'd rather have, as a Seattle fan, we're very loyal, but I'd rather have the expectations of knowing we have a coach that can get the playoffs rather than be like Washington or Carolina and be like, let's just win a few games.
So you would rather have Mike McDonald than Mike Vrabel?
Well, I watched Mike Vrabel, and he did a good job with a team that was kind of mediocre, I guess you would say.
He did a
great job, but like, it's kind of like one of those, like, these teams that had just fresh of breath airs kind of thing. And that's, I mean, that's kind of how I see it.
Yeah, I get it. I just don't know if Seattle went, you know what, we have the guy in mind, we're going to fire Pete Carroll. Or the Titans, we know who we're going to hire, we're going to fire Mike Vrabel. We know who we're going to hire in Atlanta, we're going to fire Arthur Smith. The Chargers, Brandon Staley, we're going to fire him, we know who we're going to hire. Like, I don't know if these teams actually got the guy that they wanted. I'm assuming the Chargers got who they wanted in Jim Harbaugh, but I don't know if Atlanta got who they wanted, or Carolina, or Tennessee, or the Commanders. Because it felt like there were some coaching candidates who didn't get interviewed or maybe didn't want to be interviewed by some of these teams. Yes, Paul?
As the caller said, he's a fresh of breath air. It happens to all of us.
I didn't even catch it.
Marvin and I started looking at each other like, what did he say? He said what?
A fresh of breath air. All right. Todd, you got it?
A fresh of breath air.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. Trent in Indiana. Hi, Trent. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. Nice to talk to you.
Sure.
I got a question about Brock Purdy. It seems like all these players, when they come through the league and they've done well, time for that next contract, everybody wants to get as much as they can possibly get. Makes perfect sense. But I'm thinking if you're Brock Purdy, maybe it makes sense to go back to the Niners and say, let's figure out a way to keep all these great players, and I'll take a lower contract, kind of like what Brady did years ago. But you have to guarantee the whole thing. So maybe 5 years, $100 million, I'm locked in, and that's how we keep all these players and continue to play for Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe, but I don't even – he doesn't have the leverage to do that right now. If they win a Super Bowl, will they give him a new contract, or will they wait another year? It's still business. Still comes down to that. You can love the guy. It's a great story, underdog story, if they happen to win the Super Bowl. But you have to run a business. You got to be careful with that. It's like Dallas is going to ask Dak to take a team-friendly contract. Maybe spread it out a little bit so you can keep these players there. God forbid if he doesn't. You imagine the mother of CeeDee Lamb or the brother of Micah Parsons or whoever else is involved in that drama there. But we've said before, you don't have to go all the way up to the top of the salary tree. That if you find that middle ground that's team friendly, then maybe a team doesn't move on from you. That, all right, that works. Like Kirk Cousins, he's looking for a 2-year deal, I think, that would average about, I think, maybe $30 million a year, I think. I might have those numbers a little bit off there, but he is sort of saying, look, I want to stay here. I think they want to keep him. How about this, a 2-year deal? And it feels like, you know, that would maybe be his last contract, but he's saying, I know where I rank. I know who I am. This, to me, is commensurate to what I, you know, the numbers that I give you. And that might be enough for the Vikings to go, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, the Packers kind of did this with Jordan Love. He hadn't really played yet, but before the season, they gave him like this 2-year, a little bit of a bump, instead of picking up the 5th-year option. But it does, one thing it did for the Packers, they get to look at him again next year at $11 million. And if they, you know, he looks like he's the thing. They look like they're all set. But they bumped back having to pay him $250 million an extra year.
Yeah. And it'll be interesting to see what the Niners do with Brock Purdy. Win or lose with this Super Bowl here. All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We'll accomplish all of that next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you
know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to keep an eye out for the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I would have told you 3 weeks ago, Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel, and Bill Belichick will not be head coaches in the NFL next season, you would have probably thought you're crazy. At least two of those three are going to get opportunities, and they didn't get any offers there. The Commanders have hired Dan Quinn, the Cowboys defensive coordinator. All righty, let's take some phone calls. Nick Wright, our good buddy, big Chiefs fan. He'll join us on the program tomorrow. Charlie in Detroit. Hi, Charlie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. 6'1", 150.
All right.
Hey, Dan, I think the problem that people are having with this game manager title is it's when it's the only compliment you can give them. Like, for example, you say Tom Brady, you know, he's a game manager, and that's fine because the compliments, you know, they don't stop there. But if you call Purdy a game manager, it's like you're trying to find something to compliment. You just basically say, you know, he's doing the bare minimum. I don't know. I guess that's just my take on it.
Okay, but I keep saying to you, the audience, it's a compliment to me when I say this. I'm not trying to be negative. I understand that, you know, Josh Allen does more or maybe has more raw talent or Lamar Jackson. But we watched Patrick Mahomes manage a game here this season because he doesn't have that explosive, you know, that offense is not the way it used to be. This was almost a rebuild for the Chiefs offense, and they're going to the Super Bowl. But I'm looking at Brock Purdy. What does he do well? He manages the game. He distributes the ball where he's supposed to. This is his first full season. I don't know what else he does well. I want to see when, you know, he's under pressure, when he's on the road, when he's in a big game. No, bad weather.
you know, we're waiting for that. But what I see now, is he an upgrade over Jimmy Garoppolo? Yes, he is. Where is he with the great quarterbacks? You know, he's probably the middle of the pack, maybe. But the potential is there for him to be a great quarterback. Whether he gets there or not, I don't know, but I'm just telling you what I see right now. If I would have said Tom Brady game manager that first year they won the Super Bowl, you would have gone, yeah, he is. Yeah, I get it. Just managing the game. Well, that's what he did the rest of his career. It's not like he did anything crazy where you go, oh, my God. I mean, the one athletic play that we talked, there's two of them. One where he faked out Brian Urlacher, and the other one when they had a pass option to him in the Super Bowl. I mean, those are the athletic achievements of Tom. Troy Aikman, game manager. Doesn't mean he couldn't take over a game, but that's part of managing a game. What can I get away with? What are they giving me? And how do I respond? And that'll be interesting to see what the Chiefs' defense does to Brock Purdy. Are they going to run the ball? Or are they going to lead with the pass? That might tell you an awful lot about Brock Purdy and how Kansas City feels about him. Yes, Paul.
But you're kind of on an island with this phrase, game manager. And now in conventional wisdom, it's a slight. It means yes. You're a C-.
Yeah.
There's certain phrases that change over time. I was looking this up. The phrase tremendous, as a compliment, right? He's a tremendous player.
Yeah.
Tremendous, 100 years ago, meant something you were in fear of, something terrible, something awful.
Hmm.
The word awe, if you're in awe of something, that meant you were scared of it, and it was something that's going to hurt you.
Hmm.
You know, there's words that change after a certain amount of time, and this is one of them. If you look, like Urban Dictionary and Wikipedia have definitions for game manager, and they're in no way complimentary.
Yeah. No, I get it. And, you know, I've listened to Cam Newton come out and say, here's Cam talking about Brock Purdy.
I've never said that Brock Purdy was trash. What I did say is Brock Purdy is a game manager. That's not hate. That's just what I feel to be facts. But I still reserve the right to say this. To be labeled a game changer, Brock Purdy has to be the best player on the offensive side of the ball.
Hmm.
And that's not the case.
And who's the best player?
Christian McCaffrey. Man, look, I ain't recanting. And if you really want to just be honest, if you add in a defensive talent and you add in an offensive talent, Brock Purdy is the 10th best player on this team. Okay, cool. Did he have a great game? Yes. Is he been playing out of his mind? Yes. Is he a quarterback that's hot?
Yes.
But he's still the 10th best player on his team.
All right, that's Cam Newton on his podcast. Davis in South Carolina. Hi, Davis. Hey, Davis. Hey, bud.
Dan?
Yep.
Hey. Hey, man. How you guys doing? I'm kind of I'm a first time and kind of a short time caller. I was just thinking that people might be mixing up the phrase game manager with system quarterback.
Well, we had Joe Montana on many years ago at the Super Bowl, and McLovin told Joe Montana he was a system quarterback. And he said, I have 4 system Super Bowl rings. You're right. That used to be you were a system quarterback. Maybe now we've moved on to game manager. Todd, what'd you learn today?
As Seton points out, it wasn't exactly part of the 49ers' master plan to intentionally wait until the last pick to grab Brock Purdy.
Seton O'Connor.
You always get Jason Garrett sweating.
Yeah, I do. I do. Marvin, what did you learn?
Rhyme time is back tomorrow.
Yeah, the rhyme game.
Yeah,
Todd.
Let's go.
Paulie, what'd you learn?
Luke McCombs?
Yeah, it's Luke Combs.
That was a fail. That was an epic fail.
Yeah.
Diffie Joe, they're on tour together.
Okay. TireRack.com, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. The easy-to-use tire decision guide. Full lineup of Vredestein Tires special offers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Talk to you tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.